It's not fair. I'm hearing that a lot this week. The superstar of women's college basketball just signed a professional contract to play in the WNBA. She will be paid significantly less than the first-round draft choice in the men's league, the NBA. Not fair is all I see everywhere, including in consternation on my own radio show here. Not my show, but the station on my show now since I brought it up. These people are wrong. In the politically correct world we live in today, the ultimate meritocracy remaining is sports. Didn't used to be that way. This past Monday, baseball celebrated the annual Jackie Robinson Day. Prior to Jackie, black players could not play Major League Ball. Today, if you can play better than whoever else presents himself, you're on the team. It's that simple. NBC reports, college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark is set to soar to new heights in the WNBA, but her rookie contract means she will pocket a fraction of the millions her male counterparts have made on the court. Clark, the University of Iowa legend, who has already made history as NCAA Division I basketball's overall top scorer, sealed a contract with the Indiana Fever after she was selected as the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft Monday. Clark will earn $338,056 over 4 years, according to the WNBA's collective bargaining agreement. For comparison, San Antonio Spurs rookie star Victor Wembanyama, the number one pick in last year's NBA draft, secured a $55 million four-year contract under which he pocketed $12.1 million in the first season. Caitlin Clark stands to make $500,000 or more in WNBA earnings this coming season because in addition to the salary, she will receive endorsements and other partnerships. She's reportedly already signed up about $3 million worth of deals, so she'll be fine, but she's obviously paid multiples less than an NBA player. And that's where the argument starts. Hoda Kotb, host of NBC's Today Show, said, "They've already sold out games. She has the highest ratings. Her teams, the Final Four, had the highest ratings, higher than the World Series, higher than the NBA. So I was like, what is she going to get paid? Because finally, you can get a real paycheck. And then I saw it and was like, this can't be right." Co-host Jenna Bush Hager added, "Honestly, the gap is so jarring. We're talking about equal pay. This ain't even close." The audience for the Final Four, folks, is irrelevant. If the WNBA can achieve ratings and ticket sales at the same level as the NBA, I'd be first in line to say the players in the WNBA should be paid the same. And I'm sure if that were the case, they would be. They have talent. They have agents and a union. They can negotiate. But let's look at the real numbers. And I'm sorry to give you a blizzard of numbers here on the radio, but I'm making my case. First of all, the NBA season is 82 games over 6 months. The WNBA is 40 games over 4 months. So to increase revenue, start by playing more games. I'm sure the athletes in the WNBA can play an 82-game schedule. But journalist Lisa Ling wrote on Instagram, "Steph Curry makes more per game than what Caitlin Clark is making for 4 years. With the toll," listen to this, she writes, "with the toll sports and travel take on women's bodies, is this even a living wage?" So she's saying that playing pro sports is harder on women's bodies than on men's? Then women will pay the price for a shorter, easier schedule, I guess. But since some of the WNBA players make extra money by going to, you might remember this, Russia, to play in the offseason, I'm sure they'd play the 82 if it meant more money. But here's the real eye-popping number. Media revenue. Big chunk of the money behind the game in any sport comes from media rights. The WNBA will take in about $65 million this year for media rights. $65 million. The NBA's national media deal is for $2.8 billion. That is a significant pool of money. What about ticket sales? The NBA draws three times as many people on average to a game than the WNBA. The ticket price is double for the NBA, and it's twice as many games. So I took all those numbers this morning, and here's the difference. The average season sales at the gate, I'm not talking about the hats, the jerseys, the paraphernalia, no, it's not the media, this is just the ticket sales at the game. The average season sales for the WNBA is $6 million. For the NBA, it's over $67 million. It's all about the money. But here's how silly the debate gets. This is Robert Turner today on the air with Toronto Councillor Shelley Carroll.
Well, yeah. You can expect, you can be not angry, but you can expect women to continue to be angry.
Well, are you angry until, are you angry that the CFL players don't make as much as the NFL players? It's a different league.
This league overtook the men in terms of television rating with no marketing.
Sure.
And that's star power. And star power needs to be monetized in a fair way.
That sounds to me like the NCAA needs to have a different structure for compensation, and perhaps it should be tied to a ratings.
She's going into the NBA.
Some sort of ratings bonus. Well, isn't she going to the WNBA?
Yes, which is a real thing now. People actually watch it.
Not to the level where they warrant salaries that are on par with the NBA. It may get there. And I mean,
I'm not asking for on par. I'm asking that she make at least as much as G League players. I think that's fair.
Wow, let's count the ways Shelley Carroll is wrong. Women can be angry. I suspect that those are the women that don't regularly watch sports. I think women who are into sports kind of get this. The NCAA playoffs were a one-off. There's no reason to believe that will suddenly transfer to a surge in WNBA attendance and TV audience at a level that competes with the NBA. The audience for the NCAA tournament is not the same as the audience for a regular season college game. It's special. It's like the playoffs in any sport. Robert made a good point about the CFL versus the NFL. I don't think she really answered it. She claimed that the women's college final overtook the men with no marketing. Is she kidding? That's all TV was talking about. Caitlin Clark. They marketed the hell out of that. Again, it was a one-off. And she says the WNBA is a real thing. Well, nobody said it wasn't. And that people actually watch it. Yes, but again, here are some numbers for you. The average WNBA game gets about 500,000 viewers. Well, that's not insignificant. It's 500,000. The NBA draws 1.6 million for twice as many games. Oh, and by the way, Shelley Carroll says, well, I'm not asking that she get paid the same as the NBA, but she should make as much as G League players. That's fair. I don't think it's fair. You know why? Because Caitlin Clark would have to take a pay cut. Maybe Shelley Carroll should look some of this stuff up. She knows about one player who made a whole bunch of money. By the way, when a player goes from the pros down to the minor league for some tune-up or whatever, their salary doesn't compare to the people who are playing. And, you know, when they send Vladdy down to Buffalo, because I think they did once at some point, or Danny Jansen is down in Buffalo tuning back up because he got hurt, he's being paid a phenomenal amount of money as compared to the guys who haven't made the big league yet. There's a lot of apples and oranges going on here. I thought there was a great comment from Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Russell Wilson. He shared a post about Clark's pay on X, writing, "These ladies deserve so much more. Praying for the day." He's correct, but this is not that day. Perhaps that day will come. And if it does, Caitlin Clark will be one of the people who will have helped to make it happen. That's absolutely correct, I think. Now, I got an email here asking me this, or a text message. Should a female radio broadcaster with the same amount of listeners in the same market make the same as a male? Absolutely. Of course. Second part of the text. Should a female radio broadcaster in a smaller market with fewer listeners get paid the same as a male in a major market? No. And that's what we're talking about. I'll give you one more example from my business. Effectively, I go on the radio and I do a show. And up until just recently, mostly what I did was a three-hour show. You know who else did a three-hour show talking about a lot of the same things? Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh was making $30 million a year. I made less. And did I say, I'm doing a show just like him, I should get... No, of course not. I understood the difference. I was on one radio station, he was on 600 radio stations. And by the way, he rocked the ratings. He changed radio. Caitlin Clark is a superstar. If she can lift the WNBA up to the NBA, I'll be on here doing editorials that she better get the money.